Everybody, welcome to the Radical Center. My name is Jonathan Langley.
And I'm Jackie Nowak.
And we are broadcasting, as ever, from the illustrious Radical Studios in beautiful, sunny downtown Austin, Texas. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing?
Good.
So,
how are you?
I'm doing great. I want to talk about something that's close to your heart today. Because you've actually brought this up before. Because I think both of us get our insurance through the Obamacare exchanges. At least I do.
Yeah, the healthcare
exchanges. The healthcare exchanges, right? And one of the things that you and I, first of all, is hugely expensive.
It's not cheap.
No, it's definitely not cheap. And we've done shows before on the dysfunction of the healthcare system in America. We're not going to talk about that right this second because that would take us down a complete rabbit hole.
Yeah, we don't have that many hours,
and you would have to slap me around again. But I do want to talk about the fact that we are spending $4.2 trillion on healthcare. However, the Democrats are finally going to do some – this is a topic close to your heart – significant healthcare changes to the Affordable Care Act, which – do you remember when that was passed, by the way? Quick trivia. Do you remember when that was?
Well, it was the Obama years.
Yes.
2008? I don't really know.
Actually, you're not too far. It was actually earlier than I thought, 2010.
Okay.
It's just been around a long time.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's not Medicare for all, and it's nothing compared to some of these changes they want to do eventually, perhaps. But there's this thing called the Reconciliation Bill, which is something the Democrats have put it up, and they're fighting they're fighting against the lobbying power. We've talked about this before, of the insurance industry and others, and of course the drug companies. And there's one thing I just want to touch on very quickly: that Medicare is barred by law from negotiating prices. Isn't that just insane?
Yes.
This barred by, so in other words.
And so the pharmaceutical companies.
They love that.
Obviously wrote this.
Yes, yeah. So, however.
So this is the Reclamation Act? Is
that
what you just
said? This is the Reconciliation Bill.
Reconciliation Bill. Okay,
We should realize, of course, that every industrialized country on the planet, major Western country, it's about, forget China and others, I don't know about them, and I'm not talking about Singapore, major Western countries, UK, France, Germany, those types of countries, Australia, which again is a big country, but still not compared to the size of the UK and Germany, for example, they all negotiate prices. However, what I wanted to get to was something that you brought up once before. Do you remember what it was? About Medicare and healthcare coverage and what we have to do to get what it misses out.
What it misses out?
You have to get a separate policy for dental.
Yes. It makes no sense. For psychological things, for psychology, to go talk to a psychologist, you have to – that is not always covered by your health care. For addiction, it's not. For your teeth, for your eyes, you're going, well, what? I'm paying this in case I have a heart attack or something.
It's just insane, right?
Yeah.
So, especially if we talk about dental care, which in America, I love the fact people always make fun of the British and their teeth. Can I just say?
It is a thing.
It's like saying all Americans are fat, all French people smell.
But I think the Europeans make fun of the perfect American smiles.
They do.
Everybody
They do. Well, actually,
care.
Have you ever watched that show, Ted Lasso?
I have not.
Oh, well.
It's on Apple, right?
It's on Apple.
Yeah, I don't know.
I subscribe to it just because, for Apple TV, just for that show.
Once
Ted Lasso's over,
I'll have to get your password.
Get it now. I'm happy to give it to you.
Yeah.
Feel free. But what's really interesting is, so the, you have some American actors. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the main character, whose name I can never remember, the comedian type, and the bunch of British actors, of course. And it's really, really interesting because if you look at the I noticed it the other day, the American actors, and there's like two main characters. There's the head coach or manager, as they call them, and the assistant manager. They're both American, and they're the guys that helped create the show in real life. They have perfect teeth.
In America, just what it is. Yeah.
You look at the British actors, and including the girls, the females, apart from one, the lady that plays the club owner, they have great teeth, don't get me wrong. It's not like they had buck teeth or anything like that. But
they're natural teeth.
They're natural teeth. And it's really, and the interesting thing is all four of the British supporting actors have all been nominated for Emmys.
Mm.
So obviously,
you're more talented if you have natural teeth.
Where apparently, if you have less than perfect teeth,
I should have been born
I'm not getting off topic, but I actually brought this up with a friend of mine the other day who I've known for 15 years, and we're having a drink, and then one day, this is only like 2 weeks ago, he says something, I could see, I looked at his teeth, and I went, "Do you have veneers?" And he goes, "Yeah," and I went, "In all the 15 years I've known you, I've never noticed." And it's because they were too perfect.
Right.
He says, yes, I've thought about it. He says, I didn't have any gaps or anything. It's like this sheen of white, yeah, with a black line drawn on them.
Yeah, I remember Johnny Carson regretted closing his gap.
That's what my friend said. But you have great teeth. Okay. Anyway, so getting back to what people probably care about is the fact that in this new bill, this expansion of Medicare benefit, this is Medicare, so I'm not for private insurance, will include everything. Actually, I didn't realize this, everything you just said, dental, hearing, and vision.
Mm-hmm.
So doesn't this make sense?
You know what? It does make sense, because the elderly in America either have to go without hearing aids or invest it's like $4,000 to get a set of hearing aids. If you go into the doctor, you get the testing, and you walk out of there spending a fortune.
It is a fortune. I mean, ridiculous. Not that I've got one, but right. I know I've got friends who have told me how much hearing aids.
It's absolutely insanity. It is a rip-off.
No wonder we pay 18% of our GDP on healthcare. Because not getting healthcare for your teeth is a bit like not getting your foot covered.
Right.
It's a bit like going into, you get...
And honestly, people in certain parts of the country are going to the emergency room to have a tooth pulled because they're in so much pain and they can't afford to go to the doctor. They can't afford to go to the dentist. And a dentist will not see you without money in their pocket that day.
I remember, so I had to have a go and have another tooth pulled and mm-hmm. get an implant.
Right.
And I remember being shocked because my teeth have... degraded over the years. I'm not the best person at taking care of teeth. I've learned my lesson, but it's some of the damage is done.
Mm-hmm.
And what was fascinating to me is one of them, I was literally in my damn chair, and the nurse comes in and says, "You have to sign this," and agreed. Now, this is a different dentist. This is a different one, not the one I'm using now. But to their credit, the new one, they say they'll send you the agreement or whatever in an email. But
they would not perform a procedure and let you owe them money.
I haven't had this one done yet, but yes.
Yes, but yes. Put it on the card.
Put it on the card. Last time when I had an implant, I had to pay that day.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because they've learned that they don't want to deal with insurance.
Right. So now Medicare is obviously different. It's for people over 65. It's not people like you and I can't get if we go through the health exchanges.
But there's a lot of people in a lot of pain because they don't have that excess income.
I agree. Totally.
It's just total insanity.
So, and like I said, it's a bit like you go into a company and the company says to you, "Well, congratulations on your new employment. Let me just explain to you what your healthcare plan covers." But the only thing, you have to get extra insurance for your toe. I mean, it's ridiculous.
And I wonder how it started. If they go,
how do you know how it started? I don't know.
I don't. But you just wonder. They thought, okay, let's just get it passed, regardless if we don't get these extras in there, like your face, your mouth, your eyes.
Because I remember when you and I first started the show, you actually brought this up. Mm-hmm. You actually said it, and that's why I wanted to talk about it. So
it's coming into a bill.
They're
now.
Saying.
Has it passed?
No, it hasn't passed yet. What they're saying, what the insurance companies, they don't like it because, and I'm learning about some of this because I haven't really got into it. There's something, you get Medicare, right, mm-hmm. at 65. I know you and I aren't on it. However, then they sell something called Medicare Advantage plans. You have to buy these plans,
supplemental
plans, yeah, to make up the difference,
right,
from what Medicare covers. And basically, you either buy the extras yourself or the government pays private insurance to administer Medicare benefits, even though some of these plans do include some of the things that we're talking about. An insurance industry, this is according to Politico, an insurance industry source said Congress deliberations are freaking out companies who worry that seniors will drop their private plans because you buy these extra Medicare Advantage plans.
Well, they would.
Yeah, you need to, right? Yeah.
But I still think that maybe they just have to lower their premiums because their supplemental isn't going to be used as much.
Right. Well, they're saying the source said the industry is mindful of the optics of publicly opposing coverage of our – oh, here you go – hearing aids, mm-hmm. eyeglasses, and dental care. And they're lobbying behind the scenes. How broken could the American healthcare system be?
Yes, because there are seniors going without hearing, seeing, and eating.
Because they can't afford those.
Because they can't afford those services.
The supplemental plans. So do you, when you, right now, you and I do both get our insurance because we're privately employed.
Right.
Self-employed, I should say, through the exchanges. Mm-hmm. Now, it's incredibly expensive, at least for me. It's been incredibly an eye-opener.
Insurance in general is incredibly
expensive. Yes, it is incredibly expensive. Yeah. But then you have to go and choose a separate plan for dental.
Yes.
And if you want it, a separate plan for eyes. Although I don't really need it anymore with glasses.
Interesting.
Being so cheap.
Doctors, as well as my dentist, are starting this new membership concept. So my dentist, I pay a certain amount every year to be a member.
Really?
And it covers 2 cleanings, all the x-rays for the year, and I get a discount on any fillings or other things that I need. I get, 20% off by being a member.
It's like a club.
It's
like
a
Sam's Club.
It's yeah. But
it's like a Costco.
I've heard
for
of
dentists.
Doctors who are doing the same thing. Rather than telling you to go buy insurance for $1,000 a month, give me the $1,000 and I'll see you as many times as you need.
That's
a little bit what they're saying.
Well, except,
and it's brilliant business model.
It
I
is
think.
A brilliant business model. So I'm going to assume and put words in your mouth that you're all for this expansion of Medicare.
Absolutely.
Because
it's a long overdue.
Yes, and it makes total sense that what you're saying, that the I hadn't thought about it because I'm not using it. The elderly people, they have, some of them have to watch every penny.
Every penny. My mother-in-law is on a fixed income.
Yeah.
She's 91 and almost 92. She has macular degeneration. And if she didn't have that supplemental, every time she went to see the eye doctor, it was $3,000.
Really?
Because they were giving her shots
for her macular degeneration.
And guess what? As far as I know, the shots didn't improve her vision, but her vision didn't get worse. She just did it for probably 10 years. Every month, went to that doctor. So it was a lot of money. And if she hadn't had supplemental, she couldn't have done it.
So all those ads I see on Fox News, which for these Medicare expansion, the Medicare supplement plans.
Yeah.
Because the average age of their audience, let's face it, we know on Fox News is like 92.
Well, it may not quite be that high, but yes, I understand.
I was being facetious.
I understand.
But I know it's at least 67. Then
I think it's a useful.
Yes. It's,
I think
why wouldn't
what
they
a
want
lot
it?
Of
they should
do.
Want it. It's a brilliant.
Well, because you have to pay for it, Jonathan.
No. I mean,
yes.
I meant this expansion of
I think it will put people over the moon because people can't afford to go to the dentist.
So
it's
before
very
we
expensive.
Before we sign off, currently the Medicare starts at 65.
Yes.
They talk about lowering it, I think, to like 62 or.
Or raising it because too many people are going on it.
Well,
you hear both sides.
If either way, we're paying for it, right?
Right.
18% of our GDP. Do you think they should lower the age for eligibility to get Medicare? Or Medicare for all, for that matter?
That's an interesting concept. Off the cuff, if Medicare prices were negotiable.
Oh, that's a great point.
I think that it makes sense.
Yes, the cost would come down.
Otherwise, it's very, very expensive. And as long as
you're right.
If you're fully employed and you can afford private insurance.
Yeah, go get it. No one's telling you can't get it.
Right, but for people who fall through the cracks, it would be absolutely
beneficial. I totally agree with you. All right,
well,
write to us. Well, I know you wanted to write to me. Jonathan at Langley.media. If you think Medicare expansion, I don't know why you'd be against it. Why would you be against including
these other plans? Because you're taking money out of one person's pocket. And
no, you're taking it out of the insurance companies. And of course,
possibly, but you know your premiums for Medicare do not cover your expenses.
They never do.
They never do.
Unless you die.
In an insurance policy, it generally, they try to make it that you do.
Right. So with Medicare, a friend of mine actually said, I know we need to go, but a friend of mine said, when I pointed out to him, he said, well, that's my money. I'm just, when I, you know, my Social Security and my Medicare is my money. I paid into it. Mm. Not if you live past the age of 74, it isn't, or 75.
I don't even
then
think
you start getting more back than you paid in.
I think it's probably a lot sooner than that if you aren't healthy. I mean, if you need to use it.
Well, I mean, but let's say you live to be 90 years old, then you definitely have got a deal.
Exactly.
All right, all right, all right, all right. So thank you very much for listening. This is The Radical Center. My name is Jonathan Langley.
And I'm Jackie Nowak.
And we will be back very, very soon.